yard.
Okay, let's go through the outline. Kibitz doesn't have a Ramban.
It's the beginning.
What?
From like the very beginning. It's like the third one.
Oh. Yeah, so after Ramban, Hochi Gassin, Rav Omer, Kirabi Kibo, Rav Domer, Kirabi Kibo, it's not. Rabbi Lezer says that you miser the three things: the avyonis, the kafrisin, and the tamaris. Says the Ramban, Rabbi Lezer misaser tamaris kierek, misaser. The avyonis v'kafros, probably should be ke'ilon. Who be ilon? The lashon here is a little strange, but he means it's these are the as peiros ke'ilon. The abdi tzlaf sofek yerek. Rabbi Lezer over le'ilon v'over le'yerek linyan ma'aser. Umishum de'domi le'yerek. V'noti v'nami adai to the tamaris. Ke'in she is kiyu v'esek maseches v'shoshana l'san yesh b'drochem shav le'ilon v'shav le'yerek. It's laf nami misasik kiyarek v'ilun. Rabbi Kiva betati polog. The ovid le'ilun gomer. The le'inog b'maisi yarek klal. The polog nami v'kafes glazer ovid le'peir. Rabbi Kiva l'ovid le'peir. So Ramban says, Ramban's masber. What's the machlekes between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Lezer? Why does Rabbi Kiva say they only maiser the avyonis? And Rabbi Lezer says he maiser the avyonis and the kafisin and the tamaris. So the Ramban says that the machlekes is the tzlaf. How do you treat the tzlaf? Is it a ilun or is it a yarek? So Rabbi Kiva holds that the tzlaf is an ilon, and Ramban holds that in an ilon you only meiser the peiros ilon. You don't meiser the other parts of the ilon. In other words, you don't take meiser yerek from an ilon. In an ilon, you meiser the peiros ilon. In a yerek, you meiser the peiros hayerek, the peiros of the peiros ha'adamah. But if you call something an ilon, then you only meiser the peiros ilon, the priyates. Rabbi Kiva holds that a tzlaf is 100% an ilon. It's probably in gizay machlef. So it's 100% an ilon. Since it's 100% an ilon, so mainly only meiser the peiros ha'ilon. And which part of the tzlaf is the peiros ha'ilon? Only the avyonis. Only the avyonis are the peiros ha'ilon. Everything else in the tzlaf is peiros adam. That's why, by the way, that's why the Gemara says that Rabbi Kiva is not like the Tan of the Braisa, that on the kafrisin you make a bari preitz. Because according to Rabbi Kiva, on the kafrisin you wouldn't make a bari preitz. If it was a pre eitz, then it would be chayiv and meiser. It's a pre the kafrisin are not part of the pre eitz. It may be part of the pre adoma of the ilon, but the pre adoma of the ilon you don't meiser because in an ilon you only meiser the peiros ilon. And what does Rabbi Lezer hold? Says there about Rabbi Lezer holds that it's laf in some ways is like an ilon, in some ways it's like a yerek. It has the chumrus of both, so it's like an ilon in the sense that it has peiros ha'ilon to make a bari pi'etza. And that's why the avyonis, it's in some ways like an ilon, in some ways like a yerek. So it's like a yerek that we can meiser from it parts that would not be peiros ha'ilon. The tamaris would not qualify as peiros ha'ilon. But the chayav meiser anyway, because since it's tzlaf has dinim of a yerek. So in a yerek, you meiser everything. You can meiser the tamaris too. So for the tamaris, you meiser the tamaris. On the other end, it's also like an ilon. And the peiros ha'ilon shavoy are the avyonis and the kafris. So a few nekudos. First of all, what's his hechach? Maybe according to Blazer, it's 100% a yerek. And you meiser everything we did in meiser yerek. All Rabbi Lezer said was that you meiser the avyonis and the kafris and the tamaris. So maybe it's kula yerek. Maybe it's 100% of yerek. Maybe it's 100% of yerek according to Belezer. And everything's been in maisa yerek. Who told the Ramban that Belezer holds that it has drochim, that it's shava ilan, and drochim that it's shava liyerek? Maybe it's just the yerek. And in a yerek, you maisa all the edible parts of the yerek. So you maisa the avyonis midin maisa yerek, and the kafistin midin maisa yerek, and the avyonis midin maisa yerek. What's the Ramban's hechach that Belezer? Maybe there's Reb Kiva says kula ilun and Reb Lezer says kula yerek. What's the Ramban's hechach that Reb Lezer holds it's an ilun and a yerek? Yeah.
Maybe the fact that we say ha'itz on the yom.
Yeah, because the Ramban holds. Ramban learns up the Gemara. Ramban says so beferish in the hemshach that the tan of the brisa that on the yoinis and the kafisim you make a very pre'etz and on the tamaris and the olam you make a very pre'adoma. The Ramban learns that that's Reb Lezer. Since it's not Reb Kiva, it must be Reb Lezer. But the Ramban doesn't want to say maybe there's like three Tanoim floating around over here. So he assumes that if the Tana the Gemara said that the Tana of the Brisa means that the Brisa that's the Tana of the Brisa that we had in the Sugya before by Kari that the Gemara quoted now that as a kashan of Yudim Rav that you make a bari pi'etz on the Avyonis and the Kafirsin and a bari pi'adam on the Tamaris and the Olam. So who is that Brisa? It can't be. It's not Rabbi Kiva. The Gemara's Mashma B'Fair said it's not Rabbi Kiva because according to Rabbi Kiva the Kafirsin are not a pi'etz. That's why there's no olive from the kafisim. So it must be that it goes like a belezer. But if according to a belezer, a slaf is a yerek, so then it should just be bayir pi adama. Why some of it bayir pi eitz? So the hechrich of belezer must hold that it's some ways like a yerek, and some ways it's like an ilun. It's a, and it means a mashal. An eshig has that quality for different reasons. An eshig in some ways like ilun, some ways like a yerek, because it has this quality that is godol al kol mayim. It's most trees are seasonal; they're tied to the rain season. And the esrog is godel, it's not seasonal. It can grow from year to year. It's the avilon and mishana l'shana. So it's that's why in hilchas, it's a different reason why an ilon is straddles the boundary between an ilon and a yer. A slaf is for other reasons. A slaf is because it's so low, but so it looks like a bush. But on the other hand, it's engiz emachlif. And we'll see later. Maybe we'll get the bisham. Maybe not. But al kapanim, the for other reasons. But you see that there are trees. That they're not so clear if they're Elon or a, they could have the quality, you could have a tree that has the quality of an Elon in some ways and has the quality of a Yerik. And that's what Reb Lezer holds about the Slav. So why didn't the Ramban say that Reb Lezer holds like Beishamai, that it's a Sufik? Mura says later on the Farish that Beishamai tak holds that an Elon is a Sufik Yerik, Sufik Yerik, Sufik Elon. So why not just say that Reb Lezer holds like Beishamai? Ramban does not say that. He doesn't say that it's a suffix. He says Reb Lezer holds that it's both. That's not Beshameh. Beshameh said it's a suffix. Reb Lezer holds that it's both an Elon and a Yerek. Why not just say it was very convenient? Somebody mentioned that there, Reb Lezer may be Shmusi. So why not just say there? Reb Lezer holds like Beshameh. Ramban does not say that. Why not?
When we say Dhamma on a suffix?
Right. So first of all, because it was a suffix, you can make a Barapia Dhamma. The whole, what's driving the Ramban is that Reb Lezer is the town of the Bryce, you make a Barapia Eitz in the Avyonis and the Kafisim. If it was just a sof, according to Beishamai, that it's a sof, a gerek, sof, a gilun, so in a sof, you could make a bari piyadama. That's number one. Number two, it's before in the Gemara that the reason why Rabbi Yehuda Merav was noig like Rabbi Akiva and not like Rabbi Lezer was because halacha kedibrei hamekel, that in Orlus Chutzlar, it's halacha kedibrei hamekel. If Rabbi Lezer was Beishamai, then the halacha would be like Rabbi Akiva, not because halacha kedibrei hamekel. The Gemara is beferish. Beishamai, welcome Beisil, and Mishnah, you don't have to come on to halacha kedibrei hamekel. So if the reason why, if Rabbi Lezer was Beishamai, then the halacha would be straight out like Rabbi Kiva. I wouldn't need to resort to the fact that halacha could be a mekel. And it's moving the Gemara that in Eretz Yisrael, we are machmir for Rabbi Lezer. We're only making like Rabbi Kiva in Chutzlaritz, in Orla. In Orla's Chutzlaritz, we make like Rabbi Kiva. But in Orla's Eretz Yisrael, we're machmir like Rabbi Lezer. If it was Beishamai, then we wouldn't be machmir like Rabbi Lezer. So it's muchuch that Rabbi Lezer is... that Reb Lezer is not Beishamai. It's a different sheet. Beishamai is like a Mishnah, that it's a Sufik Yerek, Sufik Ilun. That's not Reb Lezer. Reb Lezer is the town of the Brisa. That it's not a Sufik, it for sure has Dina Ilun. You see, these are Bayer Pi'etz. But it also has Dina Yerek. That's why it has Dinim of Maisa Yerek also. So it has Maisa Ilun and Maisa Yerek. So it comes out that we have here, so this Machlekes here between Rabbi Kiva and Reb Lezer. What is it Slav? Is it slav? That's the machlekes of Kiva and Reb Lezer in Maestros. What is it slav? Rabbi Akiva holds a slaf is just an ilun. So if it's an ilun, you only meiser the peiros ilun shaboy. What are the peiros ilun shaboy? Only the avyonis. And Rabbi Lezer holds that a slaf is has dine ilun and dine yerek. So therefore, you have to meiser the ilun midin meiser ilun, and you have to meiser the olam and the tomorrow is midin meiser yerek. So that's one machlekes between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Akiva. Rabban adds though that there's another machlekes between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Akiva, namely. What are the kafrisin? Are the kafrisin the peiros ha'ilun of the slaf or the peiros ha'adom of the slaf? Rabbi Kiva says that they're not the peiros ha'ilun. The kafrisin don't belong to the peiros ha'ilun of the slaf. They're like the bari pi adom part of the slaf. Because that's why Rabbi Kiva, right? Because otherwise, even if Rabbi Kiva holds that an ilun is just, even though Rabbi Kiva holds that ilun is pure ilun, and that's why you don't maise the tomorrow is because from an ilun you don't take off maise yerek. But why not maise the kafrisin at least? The kafrisin are peiros ilun. It must be Rabbi Kiva holds that the kafrisin are not peiros ilun. The kafrisin are like the yerek of the slaf, and the slaf is not a yerek; it's an ilun. You only maise ilun. On the other end of Rabbi Lezer, since he's the tanav that we're associating Rabbi Lezer with the brisa, and the brisa says that on the kafrisin you make a bari pri ha'etz, so you see that the kafrisin are part of the pri ha'etz of the slaf, not part of the yerek. Part of the Yerek Shaboy of the Tzlaf. So that's the second machlekes between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Lezer. How to label the kafrisin? Are the kafrisin part of the Priya Eitz Shaboy or part of the Priya Adoma Shaboy? Rabbi Kiva holds the kafrisin a part of the Priya Eitz of the Tzlaf. I'm sorry, Rabbi Kiva holds the kafrisin a part of the Priya Adoma of the Tzlaf. You wouldn't make a Priya Eitz on the, you wouldn't make a Bari Priya Eitz on the kafrisin. Only the Avyoinis are the Priya Eitz. And therefore, since the Tzlaf is an Eitz, so you only take off, you only have to meiser the Priya Eitz, not the Priya Adoma Shaboy. And Rabbi Lezer holds that it's Rabbi Lezer's chaylik Rabbi Kiva in two counts. First of all, he's chaylik Rabbi Kiva. What are the kafrisin? He thinks the kafrisin are a bari priyates, so they belong to the bari priyates of the slaf, so they would have ma'aser ilon. And number two, he holds that it's slaf is not just the ilon; it's also we also dine at we also have dinim of yerek, yesh bedrochem shavu liyerek, and therefore you have to ma'aser the tamaris. Okay, so that's the shita Rabban. Let's continue. Be kosher. The Rabbi Lezer la'aser nami olin. According to Rabbi Lezer, why do you only take ma'aser from the three things that tomorrow is the avyonis, the kafrisin, and the tomorrow is? What happened to the olin? After all, they're edible. Avidi da'achli lo'inshi v'notu la'daitet hochi k'toni masnisin. The k'toni mas not masnisin should be masniso. The braiso. The asi kavasei is beferish nerman. The braiso goes to Rabbi Lezer. That's what he learns the Gemara. The Brisa is like Rabbi Lezer. And the Brisa says that you make a bari pi adoma and the olim. And the Gemara explained before, because not the inshi, died to the shusa. Because people, when they plant the slap, they have in mind even to eat the olim. They have in mind to eat anything that's edible in the slap. So you see that it's edible. And people are neteya that they with the intent to eat the olim. And that's why the Brisa says you make kind of a bari pi adoma. And that Brisa goes like Rabbi Lezer. That's how he learns the sugya. It's not Rabbi Kiva, it must be Rabbi Lezer. So there should be mice already from the. So why not take mice also from the olim? Who else asked this question? The Rashi asked this question. You saw the Rashi, and also I don't know if you saw the Rosh. The Rosh asked the question, and the Rosh answers that brachas are different because also the hanis benaylam is ebalei brach. I mentioned yesterday. I forget how the Rashi says it. I think the Rashi also mentions also the hanis benaylam is ebalei brach. Ramban doesn't say those words. Ramban says lav milsi, not a kasha. Now here there's a shibush in the girsa, but the chol dova sheikir ziyosi lezera. Ein yirkoi misaster, v'afilu b'mine zroim, k'des nam kuzba shazor liyarek bata. Ein tzarech leim b'mine ilon, she'en yirkon zroov, k'des nam kuzba shazor liyarek yirkoi bata. It's redundant, you already quoted the Mishnah. There's something here that's not hanging together, but the sense of the Ramban is very clear, but the words over here are messed up. But I'll tell you the sense in a second. V'ein tzarech leim b'mine ilon, she'en yirkon misaster, ela peiret shalem, v'priyeitz kevin shem, kiz. By Meiser, there's halacha by Meiser. You have Mishnayos and Meisers. there are vegetables that can be harvested for their seeds or for their leaves. Kuzberries, coriander is an example, could be harvested for the coriander seeds, which are used in even today, they're used in cooking, and it could be harvested for the leaves, the coriander leaves. Onions are that way also. They could be harvested for the zera. They could be harvested for the leaves. A lot of pears, a lot of priodomo that could be harvested for the zera, or that could be harvested for the leaves. So the Mishnah says, the particular Mishnah that he's quoting, which is about coriander, kuzbar, says that if it was harvested planted. Yeah, if it was planted for the leaves, then you have to take a ma'aser from the leaves and from the zera too, because the zera is more chosh. But if it was planted for the zera, then you don't have to take ma'aser from the leaves. So Ramban wants to take from there a yesod that by ma'aser, you only ma'aser the thing that it was planted for. You don't ma'aser the thing that it wasn't planted for, especially if the thing that it wasn't planted for is less choshev. So the zera, which is more choshev in the case of coriander, maybe you always take ma'aser from. But the olim that are less choshev, you only ma'aser the olim if it was planted for the olim. If it wasn't planted for the olim, you don't ma'aser them. So Ramban says, you see, you saw it by ma'aser, they only ma'aser the thing, that the olim, you only ma'aser the olim at least, if it was planted for the olim, for the yerek. If it wasn't planted for the yerek, then there's no din ma'aser from the yerek. Says the Ramban. So in an Elon, and a Tzlaf is sort of an Elon, maybe not fully an Elon, the Arab Lezal is not fully an Elon, it's Hagesh Bedrochem, but it's Elon-like. So Elon for sure, he says, that you're only going to, you wouldn't maise the Olam unless it was planted for the Olam. And the Tzlaf is not planted for the Olam. He speaks to himself, what do you mean it's not planted for the Olam? The Gemara said before that not the Inshia died to the Shusa, that people have in mind that they are going to eat the Olam. So Rabban himself says, that when the people in an Elon, even an Esrog, even though it's Yesh Bedrochem Shavah Liyarek, but Leimatzinu in an Esrog that you take Meister from the leaves, even though the leaves are edible, he assumes that the leaves of an Esrog are edible, but nonetheless Leimatzinu they have to take Meister from the Olam, because it's not planted for the Olam, it's planted for the Esrog. So he says by the same token, the Slav, it's not planted for the Olam. So since it's not planted for the Olam, so you don't take ma'aser from the olam. Umiyah, let's go back to the last few words in the Ramban, where he's going to address the question. What do you mean? What about the Gemara before? Not the inshi died to the shusa. Says the Ramban, miu kevin to ochli inshi. At the end of the day, people do eat the olam. They're not inedible. They're edible. Mevorach alei bari pi adama afilu shmul. You make on it a bari pi adama. Even according to Shmuel, that's the Gemara before. Even according to Shmuel, that kaira is shahakol, but slav, since it's not the inshi adaita the shusa, so you're making it a bari pi adoma, because the daiti the inshi b'shach netiyah kol mai the chazi lemine. Because when people plant the slav, they have in mind anything that's roi lachila, and the olam are roi lachila. So one second, what is he talking about? He just said a minute ago that in Elon people don't plant it for the olam. That's why there's no ma'aser from the olam. It's like not. It's like zora lezera. That you don't ma'aser the olam. So here also, you're not zoreyed for the olam. You don't ma'aser the olam. And now he says, but you make a bari pi adam on it, because when people plant it, they die to the inshi that they're b'shas natiya kol ma'ay dechazi lemine, that they're going to eat anything edible in the tzlaf. So is it yes die to you or is it not die to the inshi? Do people yes have a mind to eat the olam? Are they zoreyed to eat the olam or they're not zoreyed to eat the olam? So the hechach, the Ramban must mean that we had saw this in the sugya before, perhaps that there's different levels of kavana. There's the kavana, the primary kavana that people have when they plant the tzlaf. Like the Gemara said before in the previous sugya, the Gemara initially thought not in shiadai to the pircha. People when they plant the tzlaf, they primarily are only interested in the peris, in the pircha and the peris. And then the Gemara said no, but not the inshiadai to the shusa. They have in mind everything that's edible. The man apparently holds they're having in mind everything that's edible. That's the secondary kavana. That if already they're not going to throw it in the garbage. So when they planted it, they had in mind that they're not going to throw in the garbage, whatever is edible, they're going to use. But it's not a throwaway society. But the primary kavana when you plant the tzlaf is for the pircha still. That doesn't go away. That didn't change that. That the primary kavana is still for the pircha. And therefore, Maaser, you only take, apparently, the Rabban is, that's in the Rabban. The Rabban is saying, you only take, the din of Maaser Yerek is only from that which is the primary Kavana B'Shas Netiyah, not from that which is the secondary Kavana B'Shas Netiyah. So since the Olam is only a secondary Kavana, so there's no Maaser Yerek from the Olam. But Bari Pi Adama is enough to have a secondary Kavana. So the Bracha Bari Pi, you'll still make a Bari Pi Adama on the Olam. Now, there's not a word in the Rabban. Yeah.
Why is tomorrow's
very good question. Yeah, good question. Come to that in a second. But just first, I want to first point out, there's not a word in the Rabban about Osul Honis Min Olim Zebulei Brocha, like in the Rosh. The Brochas have a special kula that, I don't know if it's a special chumra, like Brochas, you know, we lower the threshold for what's considered to be edible by Brochas, because Osul Honis Min Olim Zebulei Brocha, that was in the Rosh. The Rabban doesn't say a word about that. I think the Rabban doesn't need it. The Rosh says that the Olam are not really so edible, so for Brochas, we have a low threshold of edible. It's also known as Min Olam Zebelei Brocha. But for Maisa, you need a higher threshold of edible to be a payer, to be a pre for Maisa. That's not what the Rabban is saying. The Rabban doesn't say a word about that. I think the Rabban holds you don't need that. We're not saying that it's not edible. We're saying that there's a din in Maisa Yerek. There's a din Mesuyim. There's a specific halacha in Dine Maisa Yerek. That Chazal were only Mechayev Maisa Yerek. Maisa Yerek is only Drabbanim Mems. Chazal were only Mechayev Maisa Yerek in the part of the Yerek that people have primarily in mind when they plant the Yerek. As like you see by Kuzber then, when if they planted it for the Zerah, you don't have to Maisa the Yerek. Obviously the Yerek is edible by Kuzber because some people planted for the Yerek. But if you planted it for the Zerah, you don't have to Maisa the Yerek. So that's nothing to do with edible. The reason why there's no Maisa from the Yerek by Kuzber is not because the Yerek is not edible. The Haraya, if you planted it for the Yerek, then there would be Maisa from the Yerek. It's halacha in Maisa that we look at what was the primary thing that you planted the Yerek for, and that's the thing that's chayiv in Maisa. So it's a din and dine Maisa that you look at the primary kavana. You don't look at the secondary kavana. And the, at least when it comes to Yerek. You know, the Yerek, which is the lesser part of the food, the less chashiv part of the food, the less chashiv parts of the Yerek, if you didn't have in mind when you planted it, so there's no Maisa Yerek. So it's a special halacha, a special kul in Maisa Yerek. Maybe because my Sarah is a Rabbanon, maybe for other reasons. But a Kabbalah by Brochus, you don't have that. There's Brochus, no such rule. By Brochus, as long as as long as people have Kavana to eat it, even if it's a secondary Kavana, they're not planning to throw it away. So it's not an Eitz Balm, and it warrants a Bari Pi Adama. You don't have to come out to also honest Min Olam Zebulei Brocha. It could be even not only by Brochus. If there will be other halachas where it was relevant for us to know whether the olim are a Michael or not a Michael, could be they would be a Michael. I don't know, Fatumas Oichel, maybe it would be a Michael. It's a special din of Maisa Yerek, that we go after what you were Noteit, what were you Zereit for? Zori Lizera, Zori Lierak. Maisa Yerek is halacha, we look at what you were Zereit for. But for other halachas, lo yedeh. Maybe it's not only, but a Kapanim, there's no reason to think it's a special din in the Brochas. I think Jerry Maduik, their mom doesn't say a word about Osul Honis Min Olam Zebulei Brocha. The Fila Rosh, the Chiddush is that Brochas are the exception. Really, Olam are not a food, but by Brochas, Osul Honis Min Olam Zebulei Brocha, so the Olam become a food. And in the Ramban, I think it's the other way around. Brochas are the normal din of food is defined by Brochas. But there's a special din by Maisa Yerek that if you were not a Tayed for the Yerek, you don't have to be Maisa the Olam. You want to, yeah. Okay, so then there's a question. Who asked the question? I can't see you. What's it?
Daniel.
Daniel asked, so 1 second. So then you're going to have to say, so if on the Tamaris, which you do, Meister, there must be a primary kavana on the Tamaris, where that when people planted the Tzlaf, they have in mind the Tamaris. Because if they don't have in mind the Tamaris, then why do you have to Maaser the Tamaris? So I think there's two possibilities. Number one, maybe it's not Mukh. Maybe this rule of the Ramban, that if you don't have in mind the Yerek, then you don't have to Maaser the Yerek, that's only by Yerek. Which is maybe anyway, on the borderline of being a food. So Yerek depends on your Kavana. There's no Maisa Yerek from the Olim if you didn't have a mind for the Olim. If we're in Zereid for the Yerek, you don't have to Maisa the... Yerek means Yerek means different things. It's Maisa Yerek as a general thing. Paris had the... get tripped up in the nomenclature. There's Maisi Yerek. Maisi Yerek is the Maisi like anything that's not a tree. But then in the thing itself, you have the Zera and the Yerek. The Zera are the seeds, and the Yerek is the leaves, because the leaves are the green part. So this halacha, the Ramban, that the Ramban tells me, based on the model of Kuzbar, that if you don't have in mind, the if you weren't Zorei Liyerek, you don't have to take Maisi from the leaves, that might be, even in Maisi, a halacha only by leaves. But other parts of the Tzlaf that are more tasty than the leaves, it might be that they're chayiv and maaser even if you were not zereit for them. Like the zera, like you see by kuzber, the zera of the kuzber, you don't have to have in mind. If you planted the kuzber for the yerek, the zera is chayiv and maaser anyway. The zera is always chayiv and maaser because the zera is the more edible part of the kuzber. The leaves, you have to have special kavana for. So it could be that the Ramban might concede that there's no special kavana for the tamaris. The tamaris is only secondary kavana. But in the tamaris are so edible, they're berries, they're so edible that maybe I don't need more than a secondary kavana. But by leaves, there's a special thing, like you see by Kuzber, that leaves, there's only a chiyuv ma'aser from the leaves if you want a day at Liyar. That's possibly number one. Yeah.
Did the Ramban say explicitly that it's the best of the tamaris?
That what?
Says in the first paragraph.
But I'm not sure if he means the primary kavana or the secondary kavana. Oh, wait a second. Can't mean a secondary kavana. Well, maybe he means a secondary kavana, because if it's not olim, then secondary kavana is enough. Why would he say that? Well, who says you need any kavana for the... Second. Well, I think you're right, actually. Yeah, because we don't find the secondary kavana plays a role by Maaser at all. We only find that primary kavana plays a role by Maaser. So when he said before that tomorrow Abdil that Rav Lezer holds you have to take Maaser from the tomorrows because he considers the slaf as a not only an ilon, it's also yesh bedrochem, that it's not only an ilon, it's also like a yerek, and people are also neteyed a day to the tomorrows. What is he adding that they're neteyed a day to the tomorrows? The chari means that's why it's not like that's because you have to have a primary kavana for Maaser. Yeah, could be right. So that leads to the second possibility. I said before there's two possibilities how to deal with the tamaris. One possibility is to say maybe taka the tamaris, you don't really have a primary kavana. It's only a secondary kavana. But maybe secondary kavana is good enough even for Maaser, just not by the olim. Possibility number two is maybe in Echrami. Maybe the Ramban holds that you have a primary kavana for the tamaris, not only for the avyonis. Maybe you taka have a primary kavana for the tamaris. Like the passage of the Lashon Ramban, Taka Natilin that you're pointing out in the first paragraph, Natilin Nami Adaita the Tamaris. Maybe you do have a primary kavana for the Tamaris. Maybe the Tamaris are also called Pircha. And the Gemara says Natil Adaita the Pircha. Maybe the Tamaris are also included in the Pircha. After all, Tamaris are also pre-like. They're berries. Of course, that leads to a question: if you have a primary kavana for the Tamaris too, so then what's the obvious question?
It should be Aitz.
Why is it Bar Piyadama? It says this goes back to what? Did we talk about this in before? Yeah, since Yom Tov, only before Yom Tov. We talked about, I think, did we about sugar?
Yeah,
this goes back to the question about sugar. What defines the borderline between Bari Priyates and Bari Priyadama? Why are some parts of the staff of Bari Priyates and some parts of the staff of Bari Priyadama? One possibility is it depends on how much kavana you have. The primary kavana, not to let die to the pircho, that's Bari Priyates. The secondary kavana, like not to let daita the shul, so that's only a bari priyadoma. Well, tomorrow's our bari priyadoma. We'd have to say it's only secondary kavana, not a primary kavana. But the other possibility is that maybe the borderline, maybe bari priyadoma and bari priyadoma has nothing to do with primary kavana or secondary kavana. It has to do with a botanical distinction between mapik peira, what the ilan is mitzi that looks like a pri, that's bari priyates, and what looks more like part of the ilan is a bari priyadoma, like. And it'll be, and that would work out very well in the Ramban, because the Ramban would be l'shitosoi, because the Ramban later in Lamed Vav Lamed Beis quotes the Bahag, doesn't bring any chalkin. He quotes the Bahag that on sugar you make a bari pri adoma, even though it's certainly planted primarily for the sugar, it's not planted for anything else. Nonetheless, it's a bari pri adoma, says the Ramban in the name of the Bahag, but he doesn't quote any other opinions. The Ramban put other opinions, but the Ramban only quotes the Bahag that even though it's planted for the sugar, but since it's not matik peira. It's not, the elon is not, the cane is not mitzi sugar. The sugar is taken from the elon itself. So he says, so therefore it's a bari piyadoma. And the Ramban quoted the Bahag that it's domi l'shusu pircha. So what does he mean, it's domi l'shusu pircha? He means it's like the parts of the tzlach that are bari piyadoma, even though you have kavana for them. He learns that you have kavana for all the different parts of the tzlach, you have kavana. The reason why some of the tzlach is a bari piyadoma is because it's like the sugar, that it might be the primary, you have kavana for it, but it's not mapik peir. It doesn't have the botanical format of a pre-hates. That could very well be. And the MSS, we grappled once when we were learning the Ramban. I think it was before Yantav. The lashon of the Ramban when he quotes the Bahag is that sugar. It's like it's domi l'shusa upircha. L'shusa upircha. So chayra shusa. I understand shusa is the olim that you make a bari piyadoma. So sugar is like the olim that you make on them a bari piyadoma. But pircha is the avyonis. And the avyonis make a bari piyates. Sugar is not like the avyonis. So what's this strange lashon Ramban that it's of the Bahag, that it's domi l'shusu pircha? But if we learn that pircha includes the tamaris, that the tamaris are also pircha, because you have a primary kavana for the tamaris too, that's why you have to maisa the tamaris. And nonetheless, it's more sabari piyadoma. Why? Because they're not mapik peir. They don't have the botanical surah of a pri. The pri is devyonis. The pri eitz is devyonis. The tamaris are more like the gufa eitz. They're more part of the branch that it has berries, but it's not. I don't exactly why, but it's not. It's not called mapik peir. Maybe because it doesn't reproduce. Akoponim. So then it's very geshmak debahak. Domi l'shusa pircha. Shusa is the olim. And pircha is the tamaris in this context, and the tamaris and the shusa pircha is the tamaris and the olim that are bari piyadoma, even though you have kavana for them. So that actually would work out very good in the chesmon of the Ramban. So in Kenim Adorim, so it comes out in the Ramban to make a sikkum, comes out here in the Ramban that the Ramban holds like this. The Ramban holds that for brachas, there's no difference between a primary kavana and a secondary kavana. Primary kavana, secondary kavana, it's all good enough to make a bracha. And that's why in the olim you make a bracha. Because you have secondary kavana, deep the olim, secondary kavana, it's not the thing you were going to tell it for, but you were planning to eat everything. So, and that's good enough to engender a bracha. You don't need primary kavana. Why are some things bari peitz and some things bari peyadama? That's the Bahag. That's a botanical difference. That the eitz is mitzi peiros. So whatever looks like something the eitz was mitzi is a bari pri eitz. Whatever looks like something that's part of the eitz, then it becomes a bari. Then it's a bari pri adama. But it's a botanical difference. It's not a difference in the kavana. We don't distinguish between primary kavana and secondary kavana. Nonetheless, the Ramban knows that there is a difference between primary kavana and secondary kavana. Not for brachas, but for maisa yerek. That in maisa yerek already you need a primary kavana, like he brings from Kuzber. Yizor lezera, then you don't maisa that, and you don't maisa the olim. Zohar la'olim, then you ma'isir la'olim. And the Ramban says that's why there's no ma'isir olim, there's no ma'isir from the olim, according to Belezer. Because this, for ma'isir you need a primary kavana, a secondary kavana is not good enough.
Where does the Rambam get from that we would distinct between the Timarim and the Olam regarding Meiser? According would be the second way we derive from it. Meaning the way that the Gemara says it is that
well, because there are blessed favors that you Rabbi Lezer Beferish, you might say tomorrow is not the Olam. That's Beferish and Rabbi Lezer.
Regarding the question that we had before, that it said straight out in the Gemara that we said that we have das for everything.
Right.
So it groups all three together. We have to distinct between Olam and tomorrow.
Right, so as far as brachas, so I think the Rabbanim will learn, as far as brachas is concerned, so that's the Gemara before, that as long as it's daita ashusa, people are planning to eat it, even in a secondary way, so the brachas is good enough. But he still saw from the Gemara before that there's more das for the pircha. In brachas and nazman afkamino. But you see from the shakta of Tari, the Gemara before, the Gemara initially said that slaf is daita pircha. Then the Gemara says it's daita ashusa. So you see there's more das on the pircha. So for brachas doesn't matter because that's the shakla of Tari exactly in the Gemara before. The Gemara before thought you need the primary das of pircha. The Gemara said no, it's not primary, but the secondary das of shusa. Why some of these bari pi eitz and bari pi adama? That was never the concern of the Gemara because that was partial to the Gemara. That's botanical. But now the Rabban is using that and he's saying that by olam, the reason why there's no ma'aser from the olam is you can see by kuzber that if you don't have das for the olam, then there's no ma'aser from the olam. And by tzlaf, you don't have das for the olam. He says, Rabban, what do you mean you don't have das for the olam? The Gemara said before you do have das for the olam. He said, yeah, that's a secondary das, but you don't have a primary das for the olam. So we're just standing. So what about the tomorrows? Why are the tomorrows here? So saying maybe the tomorrows talk have a primary das, and maybe and we'll have to say that the word pircha includes the tomorrows because the Gemara said before daita pircha, it means the tomorrows. It's not. That's just about that. That's all. Yeah.
So are we also saying with Vivas that the word pircha also includes the kapusin, that we would plant this fruit. There are equal intent for the fruit itself and its rind. It seems from the Gemara that we have much less. It's a secondary thing.
Yeah, because you maaser the kafisim too. So there must be a primary kavana. Again, if we're going with the second mahalach, that you need. If we're going to go with this second mahalach, the first mahalach was maybe you don't have das for everything, but this din that you need das for maaser is only by leaves. Other things you don't need das for maaser. We'll say not the way that you need das for meiser for all different parts of the plant. So then we'll have to say there's a primary, and by the coriander, even though you planted the yerek, but we assume there's a das for the zerek too because that's the more edible part. But you need das always for meiser yerek. You always have to have das for meiser yerek, primary das. So then we'll have to say there is primary das in the tomorrows. No, again, it's a little bit up for grabs. There's two different ways to deal with this Rambam.
Gemara says adat
de
shuta and is like including afterwards.
That
we're saying at this point that's only the
alim now. Right, adat de shuta is the alim. Adat de shuta is the alim. And right, adat de shuta will be the alim. Yeah, and if you coin to this mahalach, it'll be that the Gemara's question, going back to that Gemara by Kaira, that the Gemara's question was never from tomorrow, so it was only from olim. That you make a bracha on the tomorrow, that was never Shmuel and Shmuel because that's included in the Daita Pircha. The question was, what about the Olam? Why do the Olam have a bracha? Why is it different than Kaira? And the Gemara answers, no, Daita Nami Ashusa. People have a mind for the Olam too. And I was saying for icing on the cake that it's very geschmack in the Latin, that we're now saying that the word Pircha means tomorrow's also, and the word Shusa only means Olam. That's very geschmack in the Bahag who says that sugar is a very piadoma like Pircha v'shusa, like Pircha v'shusa. How did Pircha get in over there? Pircha is very pay, not very piadoma. If Pircha also means it's Morris, then that works that very well. Yeah, my mind continues. How much time do we have? Well, I'm not in already, right? So we have a few extra minutes. Yeah, let's go a little bit further. Umaskonu Rav Yehuda Merav Dezorik Rav Yonis Veichol Esakafas. Da'afka b'chutzlar, tzavol b'eretz Yisrael, chayshinon l'lir Rav Elazar. Da'afka gav d'ibyal ma'alocha k'rav Yekiva, mistavali l'rav taimad Rav Elazar v'chayish le b'oretz. That's a Bahag. In Agamaris is printed at the end of the Suyin parentheses. This Bahag. Meaning in the Rif. That to have a look here. Since according to Rabbi Lozar, since according to Rabbi Lozar, there's no Orla from the Kafrisin, so it's not a Pi'etz. So Rabbi Kiva is saying this. The Bahak says, what's the halacha l'maisa? How do we pass it? Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Lozer. We have machlekes of Kiva and Rabbi Lozer. We saw before in the Rabban a double machlekes. First, we have machlekes of Tzlafi Ilun or Tzlafi Yerk. Rabbi Kiva says Tzlafi Ilun is an Ilun. Rabbi Kiva says, Yesh Bedrochim Shavi Ilun, Yesh Bedrochim Shavi Yerk. But then there's another machlekes of Kiva and Rabbi Lozer. What are the kafrisin? Do the kafrisin belong to the Priya Eitz of the Tzlaf or to the Priya Adom of the Tzlaf? So the way the Sugya chesmed out, Rabbi Kiva holds that the kafrisin don't belong to the priya etz of the tzlaf, they belong to the priya adom of the tzlaf. That's why you don't maise the kafrisin, because in an ilon, since he holds that a tzlaf is an ilon, and an ilon you only maise the priya etz, you don't maise the priya adom. So Rabbi Kiva holds the kafrisin are not part of the priya etz, they're part of the priya adom of the tzlaf, and they don't have dine orla. That's where Rabbi Yehuda Merav in Chutz Laaretz, he was noig like Rabbi Akiva, because Aloch Kedivrei HaMeikel in Orla's Chutz Laaretz, and he ate the kafrisin. But according to Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Lozer holds like the Tana of the Braisa. First of all, Rabbi Lozer holds that it's tough as a Sufik Yerik Sufik Ilan. But like Abi Orla, it's a Sufik Ilan. But I say it is a Sufik Ilan. So it has Dine Orla. But, and the Dine Orla, according to Rabbi Lozer, extend to the Kafrisin, because Rabbi Lozer is the author of the Tana of the Braisa, that you make a Priya Eitz in the Kafrisin. So the Kafrisin are part of the Priya Eitz of the Tzlaf, not part of the Priya Dom of the Tzlaf. That's the Sugya. So what's that Lochel and Maisa? So it's Mavur in the Gemara. That in Chutz Laaretz, Rabbi Yehuda Merav paskin like Rabbi Kiva, because halacha kedivrei HaMeikel. But in Eretz Yisrael, he was noyik like Rabbi Lozer. So if he was noyik, so that means in Eretz Yisrael, he would not have eaten the kafrisin of Orla. He would have treated the kafrisin like Orla, because according to Rabbi Lozer, the kafrisin are bari pri ha'etz. So now halacha l'maisa, do we make a bari pri ha'etz on the kafrisin, or do we make a bari pri adama? So the Bahag says, on the kafrisin, we make a bari pri adama. Because and the kafrisin will make a bari pri adama. So the emes is taisis, and that's the bahag. So taisis, Roman base, taisis asks on the bahag. Taisis asks, why? If an Eretz Yisrael passing like Rabbi Lozer, the Chutz Laaretz is passing like Rabbi Kiva. But an Eretz Yisrael passing like Rabbi Lozer, so in brachas, there's no difference in Chutz Laaretz and Eretz Yisrael. We're not going to have different brachas for Chutz Laaretz and for Eretz Yisrael. So brachas should follow the dinei orla of Eretz Yisrael, because that's the real halacha. Orlus Chutz Laaretz is a special din halacha gedivrei HaMeikel, but brachas follow normative halacha. Normative halacha is like Orla in Eretz Yisrael, and Orla in Eretz Yisrael, Orla in Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Yehuda Merav threw away the kafrisin. He didn't eat the kafrisin because he gave them dinei Orla like Rabbi Elazar. So the bracha ought to be, says Tosfos, the bracha and the kafrisin ought to be bari pi'etz like Rabbi Elazar. So why does the Bahag say that the bracha and the kafrisin is bari pri adama? So the Ramban is coming to answer Taisus Kasha. And the Ramban says that the halacha is like Rabbi Lezer in Eretz Yisrael is not because the halacha is because we paskin for sure like Rabbi Lezer. We don't have a definitive zak between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Kiva. So in Chutz Laaretz, halacha kedivrei HaMeikel. But in Eretz Yisrael, misofik, we treat the kafrisin with the chumra of Orla, because maybe Rabbi Lezer is right. But it's only a maybe, it's only a sofik. And if you have a Sufik Bari Piyetz or Bari Piyadama, what bracha do you make? You Sufik. Bari Piyadama, because Bari Piyadama is Maitzi B'dyevet, it's Maitzi Piyetz too. But Bari Piyetz is not Maitzi Piyadama. So therefore, it says the Ramban. So that says the Ramban, that's Pshat in the Bag. That it's not, that since even though Chutz Laaretz will make it like Rabbi Kiva, in Eretz Yisrael and Machma like Rabbi Elazar, but only me Sufik. And in a Sufik, the bracha is Bari Piyadama. So therefore the Kafis and the Bari Piyadama. Then he adds, So that therefore you make a, and he said like, so therefore on the Kafrisin, what's what are these words? What's this line over here? Rabban is bothered. Why, according to Rabbi Kiva, do you make a bracha on the kafisin at all? After all, Rabbi Kiva holds, besides that there's no mice, that kafisin altogether you don't mice it. They're potter from mice completely. So if the kafisin are potter from mice completely, so why do you make a bracha on them? So he said, that's not shver. You find, just like olim, according to Rabbi Lezer also agrees that the olim are potter from mice. And nonetheless, you make a bracha on them. So just like according to Belozer, the Olam, you make a bracha on even though the Potim and Amayser. So Rabbi Kiva will say the same thing about the Kafrisin and the Tmaris and the Olam, that even though the Potim and Amayser, you still make a bracha on them. That's this line over here in the Ramah. So the Emes, I'm not so clear why the Ramah needs this. What's the comparison, Bechal? Rabbi Lezer holds that a Tzlaf is a Yerek. And if it's a Yerek, you should make a bracha on all the parts of the Tzlaf. So then it needs a Hezbo. Why don't you Amayser the Olam? Must be because it's not a food. And if it's not a food, why do you make a bracha? So it might have to be mechadish, but there's a special din, my ma'aseh yerek, that you have to have a kavana, a primary kavana for the yerek in order to make a bracha on the yerek. But for food, it's enough a secondary kavana. For bracha, it's enough a secondary kavana. But now we're talking about Rabbi Kiva. According to Rabbi Akiva, the reason why the kafrisin and the tmarais and the olim are put them in a ma'aseh is because the Rabbi Kiva holds, as the Ramban explained before, that it's tlaf is altogether an ilon. And in an ilon, you only ma'aseh the priyah, you don't ma'aseh the priyah adama shabbat. So it's another posh that you still make a bari priyah adama on the kafrisin. Why not? Of course there's no ma'aseh. And in an ilon, you don't make a, and an ilon, there's only ma'aseh from the peiris ilon, there's no ma'aseh from the priyah adama of the ilon. What does that have to do with brachas? What does it need to, here it's kushim ekar lesa. He's kilu, there's a problem over here. According to Rabbi Kiva, the Kafrisin and the Tmaris and the Olam, they're all Potim and Amayser, so why do you make brachas in them at all? So she says, well, no, it's like Rabbi Lezer, you see by Olam, that something could be Potim and Amayser, and yet you make a bracha on it. What does he need that for? By Olam, there really was a problem. It was hard to understand why the Olam, if Rabbi Lezer holds that his staff is really a Yerek, and yet the Olam a Potter, it must be the Olam a nothing. So if they're nothing, why do you make a bracha? So you have to make a distinction between what kind of kavanah you have for the olam and if you were neteyed primarily for the olam, so it's like kuzbush and not the lizera. But for bracha, it's enough they have a secondary kavanah, ka'omer, like the Ramban explained before. But now we're talking about kafrisin. Kafrisin, probably very edible. Just like the tmaris and the olam are very edible. And nonetheless, Rabbi Kiva holds, the reason why Rabbi Kiva holds, like the Ramban said before, that the kafrisin are not the priya eitz of the tzlaf, they're the prihadom of the tzlaf. That was the. He said, "There's two machlekes in Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Kiva. There's one machlekes. What's a tzlaf? Is it the ilun or is it a hybrid? But then there was another machlekes in Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Lezer. What are the kafrisin? Are they the priyaitz of the tzlaf or the priyadom of the tzlaf? Maybe the Rabbi Kiva holds it like the priyadom of the tzlaf, like the tmaris and the olam. But nobody ever said the tmaris aren't edible. Nobody ever suggested the kafrisin aren't edible. They're just not the priyaitz. They're the priyadom. So you don't ma'aser them because the Ramban has this rule that in an ilun you don't ma'aser you only ma'aser the priyaitz, not the priyadom. What does that have to do with brachas? Well, that's very not clear to me. What does Ramban like? It's overkill. He doesn't need to come out terrible lesser. It's a double pasuk. The kashi over here is it's easily dealt with. You don't. It's not like olam. Olam was a challenge, but this is a double pasuk. That's not clear to me. What it seems to suggest is that this that Rabbi Lezer holds the kafrisin, that Rabbi Kiva rather, this that Rabbi Kiva holds the kafrisin and not the priyaitz, they're only the priyadoma, it's because they're not so choshev. And if they're not so choshev, maybe they shouldn't have a bracha. So he says, no, that doesn't go together. Something could be not choshev, you see, like olam, they're not choshev from Isaiah, according to Rabbi Lezer, and yet they have a bracha. So this, you know, that Rabbi Kiva says the kafrisin don't have a dinner priya ilon, even though they're don't have an inner pre-eitz, even though they're part of the pre-eitz, they're part of the avyonis, they're around the avyonis. Botanically, maybe they look like a pre-eitz. Botanically, the kafrisim are really should be a pre-eitz. They're mapik pera, they come out of the tree. So why does the Rebbe Akiva hold that the kafrisim are not part of the pre-eitz, they're only a pre-adama? Because they're not so edible, probably, they're not so choshev. So the Ramban was bothered. So if they're not, so, that's why they're not a pre-eitz, according to Rebbe Akiva, because they lack chashivos. So then they shouldn't be a food at all. They shouldn't even make a broch on it. He says no, they lack chashivos. They go down to being a bar priya. They lack chashivos. They lack chashivos to be pre-eitz. But they're not worse than the olim. You make a broch on bar priya dam in the olim, even according to Balesa. Even though olim are very nachosh. That's mustam we have to say. So I'm injecting something this year. You have to inject this nikudah. That botanically the kafrisin ought to be pre-eitz, even according to Bikiva. The reason why Bikiva thinks the kafrisin are not a pre-eitz is not because botanically they're not a pre-eitz. It's taka because they're not choshev. So because they're not choshev, they're not a pre-eitz. They're not choshev for meiser, but for brachas they're choshev. Okay, I'll stop here. I want to finish the Rambam. We're not finished the Rambam, but then I have to wait until next time.